The application is asking to convert an existing 13,000-square-foot facility on Highland Drive, including a home, accessory building, and barn, for the ROOTS program, which stands for Retaining Our Original Truth. Program Director Tammy Black said the facility would be designed for girls between 14 to 18 years old, struggling with depression, anxiety, school failure, trauma, and similar mental health concerns. The facility would accommodate up to 30 girls, as well as 7 staff members. The tenants would be staying for 9 to 12 months. A public hearing heard from nearly 20 people, ranging from concerned neighbors asking for mitigation measures to past participants in the program and industry professionals supporting ROOTS. At the tail end of a long agenda, the proposal had the Snyderville Commission meeting past 10 p.m. A motion was made to continue the item to their next regular meeting, March 23rd. But Blatt said on the 23rd, her option to buy the property expires. She said after waiting several months to get before the Snyderville Commission, she was hoping for a decision Tuesday. A significant concern from neighbors and planning commissioners was the impact of converting a single-family residence into a facility holding up to 37 people. Ultimately, the Planning Commission's approval called for a compliance review after a year, which would look at the number of tenants, plus issues like water, the septic system for the facility, and trash. There will also be no parking on Highland Drive and no subleasing of the property. Black also said she will be putting up a privacy fence, and lights out at the facility will be 9:30 to 10. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.